USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of unintentional second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And in his first testimony before Congress as Attorney General, Merrick Garland told a House panel that the Justice Department needed an increase in funding. Garland testified in front of the House Appropriations Committee Tuesday on his department's need for funding to combat domestic terrorism and the opioid crisis, and to prosecute hate crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brekawar believes that 70% is an achievable goal. The former HHS assistant secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Pfizer said Tuesday that it plans on asking the Food and Drug Administration in September for authorization to administer its COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 2 to 11. The company is already expecting to receive approval to administer its shots to teens 12 to 15 years old. Their vaccine is already approved for those 16 and up. Dr. Peter Hotez says that the move to vaccinate younger kids in the fall would help get the country closer to a herd immunity against the virus quicker. The director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital tells CNBC that it would also help control cases of a rare syndrome that kids can develop if they contract COVID.
It does a few things. One, it does certainly help us vaccinate the country and halt transmission, especially in the elementary school. So by the fall, we should already have a lot of the 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated. That's going to make middle schools, high schools very, very safe. And then and as transmission slows, well, the elementary schools will be much better than anything we've had before. But ultimately, vaccinating the kids will help a lot. The other reason to do this is we don't talk about it a lot, but the CDC reports there have been about 2,000 kids who developed this very serious syndrome from COVID-19 called MISC, multisystem inflammatory syndrome of children. And so it's going to help vaccinating the kids to prevent those numbers of cases of MISC from accumulating as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.